Good morning. We're glad you can join us for Word for Life Radio Ministry. We're discussing questions that need to be discussed to satisfaction before an engagement ring is ever offered or accepted. I want to talk about love on the rebound, because if there's an emptiness after a breakup, often there's a rush to fill the void. And my counsel is never make a major decision within 6 months after a major loss. Now, if I'm counseling someone who has lost a husband or a wife and they become a widow, widower, I tell them, don't make a major decision during the next 6 months, whether it be a financial decision or moving or whatever. And the same thing is true after a breakup. Because so often hurt, you refuse to listen to your best friends when they see danger signs in the new relationship, and how vitally important it is not to set aside the questions or the concerns that your best friend may have. How long should you wait before marriage? Well, are you totally over a previous relationship? Do you sense that you're settling for a so-so relationship because you've lost a fantastic one? See, if your concentration is on yesterday instead of tomorrow, you're not ready. And then we need to be talking about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Do you enjoy the sweet relationship when forgiveness has been sought and granted? Yes, certainly you do. But how vitally important it is to learn how to forgive. Because if you haven't learned how to forgive, then you're not ready to get married. And then, of course, there are the guidelines for sex. And so many times, the rush to the altar gets back to the law of supply and demand. You know, how many available guys are there out there? And what we value is what we are willing to sacrifice for. And so many times I talk to young ladies after they get married and they say, oh, if I had just waited. But I was in such a rush because I didn't want him to get away. And my response is, you want him to get away now, don't you? And they would smile and say, well, yeah. But you see, the picture of a carnal relationship is like this. Girls play at sex, for which they're really not ready, because they fundamentally want love. And guys who are carnal, they play at love, for which they're not really ready, because what they fundamentally want is sex. And when it's all over, the guy usually gets what he wants and the girl doesn't. So don't get married just because you want a sexual intimate relationship. Ask the Lord and your partner for forgiveness when you've crossed the line in physical relationship issues, and back up. Keep the sexual relationship and all these kinds of things in its place. Somebody put it this way, keep sex in its place and you'll never have to hide your face. That's good, isn't it? Keep sex in its place and you'll never have to hide your face. Now, obviously, we're living in a society that are all pressuring us to get involved in this before the marriage takes place. And you need to reject all of those pressures and simply say, if you really love me, you'll wait. If you really love me, you will wait. And then you need to be talking about the spiritual issue of your life. If I marry this person, how will my personal faith be swayed? Ooh, that's a question, isn't it? Will it be swayed toward the Lord or away from the Lord? You see, when a committed Christian marries a committed Christian, there can be a sweeter relationship. But when a committed Christian marries a Christmas Christian, one that just goes to church once a year, you got real problems. There's no oneness of spirit. And so how do you know what this person's spiritual relationship may be? Here's just an idea of getting into an interactive Bible study with him or her and listen to his or her responses and talk about the topics that you've been discovering from the Word of God. And just ask yourself, does his talk match his walk? Does it match his walk? You see, because if he is not going in the same direction that you are, one of you is going to change directions. Somebody put it this way. If you attach two cars by their rear bumpers, only one of them can move forward. And if the two are of equal strength, they will pull until one or both bumpers come off. Neither car will reach its destination intact. And how true that is when a Christian is marrying a non-Christian. Nobody gets to their destination intact. And then the next question is, are your Christian values and beliefs compatible? Will your marriage vows say, do you promise to obey, young lady? Will you attend church? How active will you be? And what types of things will your family be involved in? Spiritual issues. But to make those key topics, maturity is obviously something that you're looking for. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says that when I was a child, I thought as a child, I understood as a child, I acted as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. You see, and this is what maturity will cause you to do. Maturity. It's evidenced in many areas. Often it's evidenced in our financial areas. Is the person you're dating financially mature? Or are they just constantly going deeper into debt because they just want things, and it takes things to make them happy? I'll share this with you. If it takes things to make them happy before marriage, it's going to take things to make them happy after you get married. And so these are things you need to discuss. What are you going to do about debt? And what's the attitude about debt? What are you going to do about giving or saving? See, Proverbs 11:25 talks about a giving. And if you marry someone and you find out later they're stingy and they don't want to give to the Lord, then you've got a really tough relationship going on. Character, maturity. And many times it gets back to the issues of pride. What kind of clothes are we going to be wearing? Where are we going to be buying them? Does it have to be an exclusive men's or ladies' store? How about the choice of automobiles? New or used? Size of the first home we're going to rent or buy? When we set up a budget, are we going to make sure that the Lord's in the budget? Savings and toys and what else is in the budget? See, these are all issues that need to be discussed, because if they're not, then the wife is going to have to work even after the babies are born. And then it's daycare and being away from your children and someone else rearing your children for you. No, that's not what you want. But many times that's what you have to do because there was immaturity in choices concerning finances. And then let's just talk about the volcano watch, if you want to call it that. A hot-tempered person will burn whoever he's near. Or a hot-tempered person will burn whoever she's near. You see, often a person is able to control it when they're away from home, but when they get home, they're normally worse because they feel like, well, you know, I'm around people that I don't have to impress. And if that's true, then usually their form of problem-solving becomes fear and intimidation, verbal and maybe even physical abuse, manipulation. Now, obviously, when you're dating this person, if he or she ever hits you, walk away for good. Walk away for good. Because if he hits you now, he'll beat you later. Did you hear me? If he hits you now, he'll beat you later. If he ever hits you, walk away for good. The volcano watch is vitally important before the ring. And so you need to just kind of review and discuss the things that make your date angry. And so many times they will try to blame somebody else. So it's never their fault. They're always the victim. And they will say, well, she makes me so angry, or he makes me so angry, or this situation makes me so angry. Nobody can make you angry. You choose to be angry. And it's so vitally important that these are discussed, and that you have a workable way to resolve disagreements, and that you will seek to do it before you go to bed. And then you want to discuss who serves whom. discuss the factors that blind our eyes. See, the Bible says, love seeketh not her own. In other words, when you are getting into a discussion, if your goal is to win, if your goal is to be the one that is in charge, then love is seeking her own in your case. That's not what God wants. And then let's just talk about laughing together. See, a sense of humor can get you through many a trial. And let's face it, if you marry this guy, if you marry this girl, it's going to be a long trip. And if a sense of humor will help you get through some hard times, great. But be careful about the type of humor that you practice. You see, if you're dating somebody that has a cutting, sarcastic sense of humor, not at all. And if the sense of humor goes into areas that are off limits, those are not the kinds of humor issues that ever need to be allowed. Cooking abilities, you don't make fun of your spouse's cooking abilities. You never make fun or use sense of humor when you're talking about the parents of your spouse, or maybe the physical characteristics of your spouse. Or, I just put it this way, continual kidding about the same thing, before long that gets old. Or how about weight jokes? Or intellectual abilities? Or blonde jokes? You know what I mean? See, these are things that are off limits when it comes to humor. And it's so vitally important that in all of these questions, you learn to listen. Because if you're not willing to listen, if you're not able to listen, then you're not ready to be married. Listening is a sign of love. If you don't have a teachable spirit, you're not ready to be married. James 1:19 says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." To be swift to hear, that means to be swift to understand and consider. And so, don't interrupt. Watch the body language when the other person is speaking. Listen to understand, not simply to respond. Because if you're listening to understand, then in understanding, you'll be able to join your hearts together and form a union, if God has so designed your two lives to be together, that will last for years and years and years, and it will be sweeter as the days go by. It is my prayer that these times together will give you some things to think about, pray about, and yes, discuss before the ring. Until the next time, may God bless you in a tremendous way.